This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Ending a week of delays, the members of Iraq's Governing Council today signed an interim constitution. It establishes a federated state where Islam is the official religion and women are assured a political role. The constitution's approval is crucial to U.S. plans to surrender sovereignty on June 30th. The signing had been delayed twice, first by Tuesday's devastating bomb attacks on Shiite worshippers in Baghdad and Karbala, and then on Friday when some Shiite members of the council raised last-minute objections. NPR's Ivan Watson is at the signing ceremony in Baghdad. Is it finally done?
It is, Bob. I'm in the chamber where the ceremony was held. The governing council members are milling around after they sat down one by one to sign this document. It now has 25 signatures beside it. And for a little while, it looked like this was not going to happen, certainly over the course of this crisis over the weekend. The council members who spoke before the signing, they called this an historic document, a step towards rebuilding Iraq, towards regaining sovereignty. Remember, the U.S. says it will hand over authority to a provisional Iraqi government that's yet to be formed on June 30th. And it's been outlined that this government will rule the country for 7 months, a period of no more than 7 months, until some kind of national assembly can be elected. Those who spoke out before the signing, they spoke out in memories of the victims of last week's bombing in Karbala and also here in Baghdad, where hundreds of people were killed and injured. They spoke out in the memory of those who died fighting against Saddam Hussein's regime. Some thanked the U.S. Civil Administrator here, Paul Bremer, and the British envoy, Sir Jeremy Greenstock. And it's interesting to note that there were very frequent mentions, congratulations to the women in the crowd on International Women's Day.
What happened last Friday, and how was it resolved?
Well, this same signing ceremony was scheduled. It was the same backdrop. It was supposed to be this historical moment, and at the last minute, five Shia members of the council announced they would not be participating. They had last-minute objections to a clause that allowed basically the minority Kurds to veto future legislation. The Kurds did not back down at that meeting on Friday, a very angry and frustrated atmosphere in that meeting. The Shia representatives then traveled down to the holy city of Najaf to speak with the preeminent Shia cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, and explain the situation to him. It appears that he triggered this crisis with last-minute objections to the Constitution, even though he's not a governing council member. The Shia members then came back to Baghdad, had a brief meeting this morning. Somebody who was on the meeting said they were very calm, no mention of the dispute. And then the signing ceremony went on in record time. One person I know who was in the meeting when it happened, he just described this as a muscle-flexing exercise on the part of the Shia.
Are there still tensions on the council, or have they been resolved?
Absolutely. It was very tense this weekend, Bob. One council member, he said that this could bring down the entire council and derail U.S. plans for future Iraq. There did appear to be a breach of trust, but this signing ceremony may have gone a long way towards unifying this group.
Are there concerns within the council and across the country of Shiite dominance?
Absolutely. The Kurds, who argue against rolling over on this veto that the Shia objected to, one Kurdish member I talked to said that this provision allows Iraq's minorities to prevent those with an Islamist agenda from forcing an Islamist constitution on the minorities in the future. So there are some fears of this, but it does appear, as one American official who was in on the writing of the constitution just told me, he says the Kurds came out looking like heroes in this because they did not back down. It showed their strength as a unit of Iraq.
Now, what about the ongoing violence? You had several rockets fired at the Rashid Hotel on the eve of the signing ceremony and more explosions in Baghdad today.
Right. Just last night, I was in this same area. There were a half dozen rockets at least fired at this same area. One American contractor was injured. Reports of more explosions today, but they did not stop this signing ceremony from taking place. In the speeches before, governing council members, they said those insurgents who are killing hundreds of our people in these suicide attacks, They cannot stop this process from going forward.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.